We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. Guys, we are literally 4 days away by the time this video drops from the NFL draft. Crazy, Derek, that we are already there, well under a week away from the NFL draft. And Derek, you know, I made a post on Twitter yesterday, and I was kind of in our conversations just kind of thinking, man, this could actually make a really good topic here prior to the draft that we could discuss, kind of have some thoughts on when it comes to it. And so we're going to be talking about the post that I made regarding some positions of need for the Indianapolis Colts in this episode. But before we do that, just want to let you guys know that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com or use their app. Use the promo code when you sign up, BTJ, for a $100 deposit match. So, Derek, let's get into this thing. All right. So, I made a post, like I mentioned, on Twitter yesterday about two specific position groups that I personally believe people are way too low on. I personally believe people view these position groups a lot lower than I think in reality, when you look at it and you take a step back, they truly are. Those two position groups for me, Derek, are number one, cornerback, which we all have said is a need for the Indianapolis Colts, and number two is the tight end position. Now, let me start with the cornerback position because, Derek, I think that's the one that everybody universally agrees the Indianapolis Colts need to address it in some fashion pretty early on in this draft. And so I wanted to clarify, and I did in my post as well, by me saying this, this is not me discounting this position. This is not me saying the Indianapolis Colts should not address this position at all in the draft. I personally would be fine with anywhere from rounds 1 to 3, the Indianapolis Colts addressing this position, right? Even at pick 15, I would be not upset in the slightest if the Colts did this. But when I look, Derek, at this cornerback room for the Indianapolis Colts, obviously we know a lot has gone on in the span of a year or so with this position group. I mean, really, Derek, from 2022 to 2023, outside of Kenny Moore, you had an entirely new cornerback room. Like, and I'm talking like new rookies, like young guys stepping in to starting roles. Obviously, we know the Indianapolis Colts in the draft, they drafted 3 different players at the cornerback position, one who didn't make the final 53-man roster. Obviously, Juju Brents and Jalen Jones were the two that did. And then obviously the news comes out, Derek, after the draft that the Colts presume number one corner going into the season, Isaiah Rodgers, gets suspended indefinitely, right? Yeah. And so the Colts release him. And so now they're down another corner. And, you know, obviously we know they traded away Stephon Gilmore earlier on in the offseason. So their two starting corners right there on the outside are both gone, right? So really from day one, the Indianapolis Colts we knew the Colts were going to have some growing pains with this cornerback room, right? Because it was extremely young. And at the end of the day, Derek, you saw two of those rookies the Colts drafted in Brents and also in Jones, they were starters for the majority of the season for the Indianapolis Colts on the outside. Obviously, they still had Kenny Moore. He was kind of the veteran in that room. But Derek, because of, and another guy that we haven't even talked about yet, and we'll talk about him in a second, Dallas Flowers, he got injured early on in the season. So Derek, for majority of the season, it was really like Juju Brents and Jalen Jones being the two outside starters. And even then, Juju Brents dealt with his own injuries, right? He dealt with that, obviously was recovering from that wrist surgery in the offseason. So he didn't play for a couple weeks there, right? He didn't play. He was a healthy scratch. He was kind of getting into it, right? Because he missed so much time in the spring and the summer. And so he was getting acclimated to it. And obviously he dealt with a few different injuries. So at one point, Derek, it was literally Kenny Moore and Jalen Jones as your top two corners. That's to the degree it was last year with just how much chaos there was at that cornerback position, right? And obviously, the Indianapolis Colts in the passing game, they struggled. There were moments, Derek, where they definitely had their issues. There's no question. There's no denying the Colts had issues at corner. But I guess when I look at it, Derek, and I look at this cornerback room in total, an objective look here at the cornerback room heading into 2024, I say, number one, two of these guys were rookies. One of these guys was a seventh-round rookie, and they still showed some moments, and in my opinion, some flashes of good things to make you excited enough if they are healthy that they can provide some good minutes for you. And I think, Derek, this is something that's quite interesting with sometimes how people view the cornerback position is some people just kind of look at it how they played last year, right? Like there were moments where they struggled, each of them, Brents and Jones. They both had their moments where they struggled. But, Derek, I think we fail to remember both these players were rookies, right? They were young players. They messed up. They made mistakes, right? But I don't think there's enough grace given and enough perspective, I guess, and understanding that these guys were rookies. And Derek, they're only going to get better with time and also just with more reps. I don't think we talk about that enough. What are your thoughts kind of on that? I know I've been talking a lot here, but I wanted to kind of bring this point in with these young guys, and then we'll talk about Dallas Flowers as well. But I personally think, Derek, there's just a lot of youth in that room, and they're going to get better with time and as they grow as players, both of them.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, you definitely mentioned a lot of different things there in that. You're right. There was a lot of fluidity last year amongst the Indianapolis Colts cornerback room. I mean, think about it, right, Cody? When we ended the 2022 season, it was Kenny Moore, Isaiah Rodgers, Stephon Gilmore. Now, obviously, Stephon Gilmore decided, I don't want to be part of a rebuild, and I want to go to some place that is going to give me a better chance at a ring right now. I do not feel it's right here. I want to, you know, go do that somewhere else. And that's understandable. And, of course, like you said, with the Isaiah Rodgers thing, regardless of whether or not you feel now that it was the right decision to release him or not, that's neither here nor there. At that time, he got himself in big trouble. He messed up. he has to pay the consequences for it. That was his actions. So obviously the Colts were forced at their hand to not play him last year. And so now your two veterans are gone. They're scrapped on the outside. So you don't have an option. That's not Chris Ballard's fault that Stephon Gilmore had a change of heart in wanting to be an Indy. And it's not his fault that Isaiah Rodgers made a big mistake and decided to gamble. Like that's not on Chris Ballard to do that. It's kind of been a lot of what Chris Ballard has had to deal with his entire career here in Indy, which is he's had a lot of really great players either suffer injuries that made them not the same once again, or players that had to leave an early retirement, or players that just got themselves into trouble or wanted to go other places. So he's had to do a lot of retraining on this position specifically. And you're right, for 2023, no wonder the Indianapolis Colts secondary overall defense was not that great last year, Cody. You had a bunch of young guys that were forefronting the whole thing. And not to mention the injury bug. As if it wasn't bad enough that the Indianapolis Colts lost their best players at the position and then had to refill it with a bunch of inexperienced young guys and hope they figured it out. But it was also to the point where Juju Brents didn't participate for the entirety of the offseason, Cody. Remember, the first 2 weeks of training camp, he wasn't available. So he only got a 2.5-week head start on the season. So think about that for a hot second, right? And of course, as you said, he missed several weeks. I think it was, what, 6 or 7 weeks that he missed? So, I mean, he missed half the season because he was either injured or because in the beginning of the year, the Colts deemed that he was not ready to play. And so for half the season, Juju Brents couldn't play because he was injured. And then Dallas Flowers, first couple weeks of the season, looking pretty solid. And then he ends up tearing his Achilles, and then it ends up being an issue where, again, Dallas Flowers has to come back from it now. And it's unfortunate, because that's another guy that went down. And, you know, Kenny Moore seemed to be the only one that didn't have an injury problem. Even Jalen Jones had his fair share of small things every once in a while. But again, like you said, the group was already young, already inexperienced, and then you had injuries on top of it to go through all that. But what did we learn from that group? Dallas Flowers, in the 3.5 weeks that he played in football, was playing at an average NFL corner level, which is fine with me. If you're going to say that this guy is your number two or number three corner, that's fine to have them play at an average NFL cornerback level. That's good. That's solid. It means it's not great. It means it's not terrible. You're right there in the middle of it. And then when we talk about Juju Brents, when he was on the field, was a huge difference maker. And Jalen Jones, yeah, he got nitpicked on a ton. You know why the numbers look worse than what they actually were? Was because the few teams that had those really elite wide receivers, they targeted him. They targeted him because he was the young guy. He was the most inexperienced, the most raw. That's the only reason why the numbers were as bad as what they were. But when it comes to the defense, you're right. And especially in the cornerback room, to think that all of these guys are just going to remain at that level, especially when half of them had either season-ending injuries or didn't have an offseason last year to begin with, that is completely asinine to think that they're going to remain the same. Juju Brents, barring any other injury, is fully healthy now and is having a full offseason to get himself right for this next upcoming season. Jalen Jones, same process. He's going to be a little bit better next year because everyone benefits from that. Yes, it sucks that you had to throw your rookies into the fire like that because that was all you could do. But that's such a great thing to figure out whether or not these guys are actually going to be something in the future. And I know you and I both can sit here and feel that these corners, there's more to them than what we just saw last year. There is more to their story than what we saw in 2023. In 2024, they can be better. And if Dallas Flowers is the same as last year physically, while he's still learning to, you know, the playbook and the defense and everything else, Dallas Flowers could potentially still get better. So you have a cornerback in Juju Brents who most people, if you ask any rational Colts fan, believes that Juju Brents can be the cornerback one of the future for the Indianapolis Colts. He's most likely going to get better. Dallas Flowers, if you ask a real understanding fan like you and I, they'll tell you Dallas Flowers was not terrible. If he can get back to being healthy, which again, I don't know if anyone saw that clip where he ran that 40-yard dash and got up to, 21 miles an hour. Very impressive, just coming off of that lower leg injury. And of course, Jalen Jones, we saw glimpses. We saw glimpses of really good football from him. Yes, I am with you. This could still be a position if Ballard decided in the first round at 15 that there was a cornerback there that he just couldn't refuse to take at that number two spot. I wouldn't be upset with it, but I agree with you that this cornerback room, it's talked down on a bunch, but yet we talk about it as why they were bad, but we don't give an explanation as to what happened as to why they were bad. We're only saying, oh, they were bad. Well, why were they bad? Well, half the time, because they were injured. And unfortunately, you got hit with a really bad injury bug last year. And I don't expect that to quite happen in 2024 because it doesn't happen like that frequently.
Yeah, and context matters, Derek. It really does, like you said. I mean, you look at all the different situations. I mean, even Jalen Jones, he was getting just – I feel like fans are so – in my opinion, so unnecessarily harsh on a guy like Jalen Jones. Derek, he was 21 years old, 7th-round pick last year, and for a good chunk of the season, he was the number one outside corner for this team. Yeah. Right? Yes, it wasn't pretty at times. Yes, he had moments where he got beat. Right? I'm not saying that he was perfect. I'm not saying that, but like what I am saying is that you have to understand the context of what was going on in this corner room last year. And to be honest, it was like a hot mess at times because there was so many factors happening against this group. And so now that you have all these players coming back, getting a full offseason together, and again, Derek, I will remind people, this is not you or I saying the Colts shouldn't address it because we firmly believe they should in some capacity. So you think you're probably at least going to get another pretty talented corner in there. And so I honestly feel really, really solid about where this group is going. And I think a lot of times I've heard people say, this group doesn't have any talent, this group is this group is that. And for me, I think I feel like a lot of people, they have the wrong word when they think of the cornerback room. They say, this is a room that doesn't have talent, that lacks talent. I think this is just a room outside of Kenny Moore that just lacks experience. I truly believe that. Experience and even health, like you mentioned as well, right? Yeah. So for me, I don't believe it's nearly as bad as some would have you believe. And I believe this group, with some time and another addition or two, I think it's going to be just fine. I am totally good. And this is what we've talked about during the offseason as well. I said, if you're not going to go, you know, get a corner in free agency or trade for a corner, I'm all for just adding more young talent to that room and letting them grow together. Like, I am totally okay with that. And so I just think there's a misconception around this cornerback room in a lot of different ways. And I do think context matters. What happened last year matters. And looking at who was out there for the time being, I mean, Derek, let's be honest, there were guys that shouldn't have been probably sniffing an NFL roster starting games for this team last year because of some of these injuries. And so that's another factor that we haven't even probably talked about. But because of these injuries, it forced players like Daryl Baker and Tony Brown, guys that are special teams practice squad players, to have to step up and play in moments, right? And Derek, just think about this for a second. I know we got to get onto the tight end room, but think about this for a second. So say Isaiah Rodgers doesn't get suspended last year. Are we even talking about corner as a need for this team?
No,
we're not. Legitimately, like, are we? I don't think we are. Maybe we still are. I don't know. But, I mean, I think, that's just such an unforeseen circumstance like we talked about. And I thought, Isaiah Rodgers was really coming into his own as a good corner, whether that was corner one, corner two, however you viewed it. Still, he was an impact player for this team. So at the time after the draft, Derek, the Colts had not only had Isaiah Rodgers and Kenny Moore still on their roster, but they drafted three corners as well, right? So they were going all in, and they still had Dallas Flowers. And so I truly believe, Derek, if they have a draft where they bring in another corner or two, they're going to be just fine. I really do believe they're going to be just fine with this group. And so that's kind of my thoughts on the cornerback room. I don't know if you have any other thoughts there, Derek, on anything else I said. If not, we'll just jump right into the tight end room. Because I feel like while this isn't probably as criticized as probably the cornerback room is, I do think a lot of people have kind of forgotten that there is legitimate young talent in this tight end room, Derek.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I mean, there's a lot of people, I think, who have just, for whatever reason, wrote off Jelani Woods because of last year, because of that injury. Very unfortunate that he dealt with that for the entire year. But Derek, similar to Dallas Flowers, Jelani Woods, he's posted some videos. He's looking good. And I think we've almost forgotten, Derek, number one, Jelani Woods is a freak, right? 10 out of 10 RAS score, all those things. We know what he did in 2022, but he's just an athletic freak in general. But then number two, Derek, going to 2022, the fact that even though the Colts passing offense was basically in a coma all year, Jelani Woods was a guy, when he was targeted, he was a difference maker in that offense. I mean, two games in particular I think of. That Kansas City game, he had 2 touchdowns. He had the game-winning touchdown for Indy. And then the second game I think of is that Pittsburgh game where Jelani Woods had, what, like 98 yards or something like that. And so when he was targeted, Jelani Woods was a playmaker. And I don't think we talk about or we forget Jelani Woods, when he is on the field and when he is healthy, He is an absolute dog at tight end. Again, inexperienced. Same thing with the cornerback room. I mean, the initial thoughts, Derek, would be that if Jelani Woods is on the field with Anthony Richardson, good things are going to happen there because he showed a lot despite the fact that pretty much everything was against him in 2022 with the carousel quarterback, all that stuff we know about. Jelani Woods still showed out when he had the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jelani Woods is another one of those where people only got a small sample size of him, but the small sample size you saw was explosion or really good play every time it came down as a catch. I mean, remember, of his first five catches, Cody, three of them were touchdowns. So, I mean, the first few catches this guy had in 2022, it turned out to be a really big play every single time. So the expectation for Jelani Woods right off the bat was, hey, like, you know, this is the guy of the future. And you bring up a great point. Like, again, in 2022, the offense was abysmal. It was abysmal. Jelani Woods was one of the few bright spots of the 2022 seasons. One of the few bright points. And ultimately, in 2023, he just had several different hamstring injuries that just didn't want to cooperate with him. And whatever rehab he did at the beginning of this, it just ultimately didn't end up working for Jelani Woods. And at the end of the day, that's just the only thing that matters is going forward. The Colts know what he can provide, and we've seen the workout videos. He looks just fine now. He looks fine. They have a better understanding now of how to attack that rehab, and he looks great now. And you're right. It's what can we see? What we saw, what he could potentially become in an outdated trash offense with Matt Ryan, Frank Reich, and that terrible offensive line. What could possibly become of Jelani Woods with a Shane Steichen, Anthony Richardson, great offensive line design scheme offense for Jelani Woods? Like, what could the possibilities be for that? I mean, that could be just insane. And that was why I think I've been so high on the Brock Bowers thing, is it's not the fact that Brock Bowers is going to replace Jelani Woods. I don't want him to replace Jelani Woods. I want him to be there to enhance Jelani Woods. Because if you're a team and you have to decide between Brock Bowers and Jelani Woods on who to cover, you're in a world of pain. You're in a world of pain. That's going to keep defensive coordinators awake at night. That's how bad it can be. But as far as like the remainder of the group, I think that's where, you know, a lot of it starts to go away, at least for me and my sense. You know how my feelings are about the rest of the group. I think that there's a lot of average tight ends in this group. I think that there's some that actually have a tiny bit of potential. And I know you and I are both out on Mo Alie-Cox. I know that when it comes to Kylan Granson, Granson has a few good things going for him. He can be a solid three or four tight end. Will Mallory, I think a lot of times they just didn't quite go to him enough, to be completely honest with you. I thought that he, every time he touched the ball, it seemed like he got a first down. So, I mean, he definitely needs more play time. He honestly should be going over Mo Alie-Cox in regards to overall play time. That's my personal opinion. So, you know, there's some good things to like about this unit. Again, I've been one of those guys. I think we should enhance it with Brock Bowers. I'm not afraid to admit it, and I'll never shy away from that argument. But I totally understand where you're coming from with that argument that, hey, like, there is more talent here. It's just that the last couple years, one, Matt Ryan, as good as Matt Ryan is at finding tight ends, the offensive line was so trash that year that the offense never got going with that kind of scheme. And then on top of it in 2023, you had Gardner Minshew, who didn't know how to throw the freaking football half the time. So, you know, you're hopefully in a position now where, again, the context matters. If you have Anthony Richardson and Shane Steichen running this offense, which we saw last year, can really open some things up. And again, he didn't have his best tight end in Jelani Woods to work with last year. So this year, albeit Jelani Woods is healthy and ready to go, it can really help explode this unit. It can really, and it's at that point, if Jelani Woods becomes even a fraction of what we think he can actually become, then at the end of the season, we're not even going to be talking about this tight end room. We're not even going to be talking about it. Like, we don't even need any more. Like, that's at the point where Jelani Woods needs to be that player going forward. And I think he definitely can. And I know that Shane Steichen knows how to get him involved. It's all going to run through Jelani. I hope he's ready. And if he is ready, the tight end room is going to be just fine for Indy.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
See, that's why I'm kind of like, I would rather address another position outside of tight end. Like, of course, if they take Brock Bowers, I'm not going to be upset. He is a weapon. But I do think, Derek, there still is a lot of more potential than maybe you and other people are giving it credit for, because you mentioned Will Mallory, which I believe if you give him more snaps, he's going to do some really good things. I mean, he was the fastest tight end out of the draft last year. Like, he's got some serious speed. And he finds ways to get open. I mean, every time they feels like they went at him, he definitely made some plays. You know, already mentioned Kylan Granson, who I think is a solid player. Andrew Ogletree in his first year, which seems like he's back now. He's off the list, the exempt list. So that's good news. He's got some serious size. And I think, Derek, he showed some good things as well. And so, yeah, I don't think that right now you have a definitive answer at tight end, because there's a lot of different factors, from injuries to suspensions to everything else, right? But I do think this tight end room, while I wouldn't be mad with an addition, certainly not, I do think this tight end room, if you were not to address it, I could totally get on board with the argument that there are a lot of young guys in this room. You've honestly allocated a lot of resources to this for the position, right? Because, like, tight end's not a position that a lot of people address even in the first three rounds a lot of times, right? Yeah. Like, some do and some don't. But the Colts have got a lot of day three picks here, and they've addressed tight end. You know, Granson in the fourth round, Ogletree in, what, the fifth or sixth round. We are obviously, you know, Jelani Woods in the third round. So, like, the Colts have allocated a good amount of resources to this group. And so I do believe that, like, if they wanted to roll with some of these young guys, and obviously that would mean Mo Alie-Cox is off the roster in some capacity, or just out of a role, I would not be opposed to that, because I think we saw glimpses from all these tight ends, all these young tight ends, I should say. And I definitely believe that if you were to just say, hey, just roll with this group with a healthy Anthony Richardson and we'll reevaluate after the end of the season, I could totally understand where the Colts are coming from there. Because you really haven't seen all these tight ends with the star quarterback and the young quarterback. So, like, I would be intrigued to see that. And so that's why I would be okay if the Colts were to go in a different direction, because I don't think this tight end room, number one, has not been allocated enough resources, but number two, doesn't have enough talent. Because I think the talent is there in a lot of ways. It's just a matter of some young guys that need to prove it, similar to corner, just some young guys that need to prove it. Now, obviously, I know the Colts haven't addressed tight end to the degree they've addressed corner in terms of the earlier draft capital. But I do think they still addressed it to a pretty good degree. And so I'd like to see this young group together fully healthy with a healthy Anthony Richardson and obviously with Shane Steichen as well, and then see where it goes from there. So that's kind of what I would say when it comes to this tight end room. And I don't think it's as barren for talent as maybe some people think it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, there's needs to be context with this. The Indianapolis Colts, we just need to try to see it more as a collective unit actually put together. We talked about with the cornerback room, the injury bug. That has happened quite often with the Indianapolis Colts and the tight end room too. And again, it's also very inexperienced. It's the same thing with the cornerback room. So like it's a lot to ask for all of these players or even two of these players to really go out there and just immediately boom into the scene, especially when it comes to Jelani Woods, who we presumed was going to in 2023, he was hurt. Okay. And the season ending injury stuff. There's just some things you just can't overcome. And Will Mallory, we all agree, should have gotten more snaps. I don't know why he didn't, but it's just kind of how the offense rolled. Molly Cox, I mean, we all agree. The veteran of the group, he's good at one thing, and that's about it. And as far as Kylan Granson goes, I mean, Grants can get you a couple good ones if you just get him the football. So there's options. There's opportunities for this group. We just got to see it put all together. That's all.
Yep, and I guess we'll have to see what the Colts think about their tight end room in this draft. So, guys, that's our thoughts here on the two position groups for the Indianapolis Colts that I believe people are sleeping on and people are not giving enough credit for the specific position groups. But let me know your thoughts overall in the comments down below. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like we've said before, we're going to be live streaming the entire draft. Derek, I counted. It was about 17, 18 hours roughly that we did last year in live streams alone between the 3 days of the draft. So definitely, guys, don't want you to miss that. Hope you will join us in that journey for the Indianapolis Colts in the 2024 NFL draft. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much. And as always, go Colts.